This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the health, technology, and news channels. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience simply at eHealth Radio. Today, we're speaking with Dr. Ian Dixon, a biomedical engineer and innovator who has worked on tinnitus for 9 years. He and software engineer Tony Burgess have invented a possible cure for chronic tinnitus, which is now ready for clinical trials. Dr. Dixon, certainly a privilege to have you a part of eHealth Radio.
It's a pleasure to be here.
Dr. Dixon, tell us, for those of our listeners who don't know much about it, could you describe what chronic tinnitus is and how it arises?
Yes. So tinnitus is a phantom ringing in the ears. You perceive a strange sound, but that sound does not exist outside your head. We can all have temporary tinnitus after going to a loud concert, but for us, it disappears overnight or by the next time we go off to bed. But for people with chronic tinnitus, it's like Groundhog Day. It's there day after day, no matter what they do. Once adults get tinnitus, it's usually with them till they die. Chronic tinnitus affects around 1 in 6 people in the USA. The older you are, the more likely you are to have it. Tinnitus is a debilitating condition associated with attentional and other problems, including depression. Sufferers of chronic tinnitus perceive a noise, be it whooshing, ringing or pure tones, or even parts of a tune, which can affect the ability to concentrate, sleep, and simply maintain a normal life. Usually, the tinnitus varies from day to day, and sometimes during the day. It used to be thought that tinnitus was caused by malfunction of the ear, but that's not true. You can cut the nerve between the ear and the brain, and the tinnitus might get worse. That's because the problem is in the brain. Events associated with the onset of chronic tinnitus include ear trauma, whiplash injury, and some drugs and diseases. Some cases have no clear trigger. At present, there is no proven cure and no FDA-approved drug to treat tinnitus. Until now, it hasn't been clear how tinnitus happens in the brain, but now we can explain it. That's what my 10 years of research and my 250-page PhD thesis was about.
Appreciate your breaking that down for us, giving some insight on what tinnitus is. Now, could you describe the treatment that you've developed?
Yes. Tinaway is actually an iPad app that we've written based on the neuroscience of my PhD. It's actually a therapeutic medical device running on a standard iPad with a set of headphones. Tinaway is designed to allow the user to generate low-level, multi-dimensional sounds, which the user can adjust through a specially designed interface on the iPad screen. Because the iPad is portable and it runs the Tinaway software, the person with tinnitus can find a special sound that will suppress their tinnitus at that time. But Tinaway isn't just about masking or drowning out the tinnitus. The idea is to suppress the tinnitus while listening to the Tinaway sound. But Tinaway isn't just a short-term band-aid. The aim of regular Tinaway use and suppression is to break the feedback loop that brings irrelevant, intrinsic auditory nerve firing activity into perception, what we call tinnitus neural code. People with tinnitus are hearing auditory nerve firing patterns that should not be decoded as sound, but it is. Once we stop the feedback loop that generates the tinnitus neural code, then the tinnitus will be gone. If it comes back a few days later, then the user can fire up their Tinaway again. We think that by using Tinaway for about half an hour per day, the repeated interruptions of the feedback loop will lead to the overactive extralimbical neural pathway being dampened. At this point, the tinnitus should disappear, the brain will have been retrained, and the suppression should become permanent. We know that it's possible to shut down the overactive extralimbical brain pathway because that's what's happening when we grow up.
So tell us, Dr. Dixon, how would Tinoway cure tinnitus?
Tinoway is based on 10 years of research at Monash University in Australia. This research led us to develop what's called the auditory scene analysis model of chronic tinnitus. Research by others showed that it's possible to sometimes suppress tinnitus with a special sound. But how this worked was never really understood, and it had to happen in the clinic. The other clue was that many children have tinnitus, but it stops when their hearing matures at about 18 years old. Our model can explain how tinnitus arises and is maintained. I don't have time to fully describe the model here, but the model fits with research that shows that people with tinnitus have unusually elevated levels of extralimbical auditory pathway activity, and that electrical stimulation of the extralimbical pathway can modulate tinnitus. Once we had a model for the cause of tinnitus, we could look at how to stop it. Our model tells us that we need to break the ongoing feedback loop between tinnitus perception, elevated auditory neural activity, and the overactive extralimbical auditory pathway. With regular suppression, the feedback loop that helps drive the overactive extralimbical auditory pathway will decline, and the tinnitus neural code will stop. So the tinnitus will stop, and that's what we all want.
Most certainly. Today we are with Dr. Ian Dixon, a biomedical engineer, an innovator who has worked on tinnitus for 9 years, and with software engineer Tony Burgess have invented a possible cure for chronic tinnitus, which is now ready for clinical trials here on eHealth Radio's health technology and news channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Dr. Dixon, how would people with tinnitus use Tinoway when it's available?
If we can raise enough funds to get Tinoway through clinical trials and registration with the health authorities, people could buy Tinoway through iTunes and load it onto their iPad. Then they can watch a video to learn how to use it, or they could visit an audiologist who could show them how to use it. After that, Tinoway would be used at a convenient time, at home or in the office. In each session, the user would tune Tinoway's sound to suppress their tinnitus temporarily. By using Tinoway daily, it's hoped the key part of the brain will be gradually retrained until the suppression becomes permanent and the tinnitus is gone. So far, we've written the software for the iPad, but later we could adapt it to other tablet devices and other platforms.
Lastly, I understand Tinoway is ready for clinical trials, obviously, but I understand that you are looking for help in funding. Can you touch on that a little bit so the listeners can understand how they can help?
Yes. We've funded 10 years of research and the development of the Tinoway software ourselves, but now we must pay to run a proper, independent clinical trial and all of the associated costs before we can make it available. But paying for the clinical trial is just too expensive for us to manage. We think there would be a lot of people who would want to get behind us and help make this happen. We need to raise $100,000, so we're reaching out to the public through crowdfunding. We've begun a crowdfunding campaign on Indiegogo. People can visit the campaign at Indiegogo and search on Tinoway, or they can go to our website, tinoway.com. for the link to Indiegogo.
Well, Dr. Dixon, I certainly do appreciate your joining us today from Australia this morning, and I also appreciate your all that you've been doing to bring a cure to tinnitus, and thanks for joining us here on eHealth Radio.
Thank you.
You're more than welcome. We've been speaking with Dr. Ian Dixon, a biomedical engineer and innovator who has worked on tinnitus for 9 years, and with software engineer Tony Burgess have invented a possible cure for chronic tinnitus, which is now ready for clinical trials. And once again, the website of reference is tinoway.com. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the health technology and news channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network, and we do thank you for listening, and until next time, Enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit ehealthradionetwork.com.